USA Radio News.
A new poll says Americans have had their fill of COVID-19 and they're ready to move on.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, concern over the coronavirus pandemic is at an all-time low. Analyst Tim Malloy saying 74% of Americans believe the spread of COVID-19 is under control and 54% don't believe masks should be required on airplanes or public transit. 65% of Americans say they'd be comfortable taking public transit without a mask mandate. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russia cut off natural gas to NATO members Poland and Bulgaria and threatened to do the same to other countries. Russia appears to be using its export to divide the West over its support for Ukraine. European leaders condemn the move as blackmail. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A judge has ordered a 2-week halt on phasing out pandemic-related restrictions on seeking asylum, which are set to expire May 23rd. Wednesday's decision is only a temporary setback for the Biden administration. The federal judge appeared sympathetic with Louisiana and other states that sued to keep Title 42. That restriction denies migrants a chance at asylum on grounds of preventing the spread of COVID-19. FEMA may have been double-billed for the funerals of hundreds of people who died of COVID-19 to the tune of $4.8 million in improper or fraudulent payments. This according to a new Government Accountability Office report released Wednesday. The GAO identified 374 people who died and were listed on more than one application for the Funeral Assistance Fund. And Page Six reports that Will Smith has not personally apologized to Chris Rock for slapping him during this year's Oscars ceremony. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere with MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
New York's highest court has rejected new congressional maps widely seen as favoring Democrats. The state's Court of Appeals agreed Wednesday with a group of Republican voters. They said the district boundaries were unconstitutionally gerrymandered and the legislature did not follow proper procedure in passing the maps. This decision may delay New York primary elections by as much as 2 months. A consumer investment and trading company is announcing layoffs.
Robinhood Investment Company is laying off about 300 employees. That equals about 9% of its full-time workforce. The CEO called it the right decision to improve efficiency and to make Robinhood more responsive to its customers' changing needs. The company went public last July and its value peaked about $85 a share. Wednesday morning, it's hovering around $9.50 a share on the NASDAQ. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The alleged teenage killer of a 10-year-old Wisconsin girl appeared in court on Wednesday. The 14-year-old suspect has been charged as an adult in the sexual assault and strangling death of Lily Peters. The judge set a $1 million bond. Aerospace and defense manufacturer Boeing is not cleared for takeoff. The company is delaying the debut of its newest passenger jet to 2025. In addition, the company reported a much bigger than expected quarterly loss. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.